Our concept is very new. Up to now, for hundreds of years, shoes had heels, and billions of people wear shoes. Billions of people are used to heels, and now somebody is coming with a completely new concept with a heel sensor instead of a heel, and this is new and interesting. Many people are very enthusiastic, and famous people are enthusiastic about this concept.
Who are these famous people?
I know that many members of the Kennedy family is wearing MBT. I know that Arnold Schwarzenegger is a fan of MBT. I know that several peoples of the Hollywood scene like MBT. So it's very quick.
Can you give me just an idea how these shoes are made?
The upper part of the shoe is just a normal shoe. The very special thing is the sole. And the sole is produced in a sandwich construction. It looks like a ski inside. It has very soft parts, which feel extremely soft. And it has inside a plate made of fiber and carbon, which is very stiff. And the combination of all these materials gives this very special soft MBT feeling.
How long did it take you to put that together, to think of this?
The idea came very fast, but the realization and the materials, that was very difficult, and it took me at least 2 years to get the first sole, which then we could sell to the public.
How rapidly are you expanding now?
Just to give you an idea, 12 months ago we produced about 15,000 pairs a month, which was already very, very much for us. But now it's 60,000 pairs a month.
How big is the demand out there?
The demand is definitely bigger than our production capacity. The demand is probably 100,000 pairs a month. And the potential, I think, is 100 times more than that.
How difficult has it been to make this shoe a success story?
First of all, it's a question of technology. This problem we have solved. It's an absolute fantastic feeling. And the rest is only taking care of the customer, that he is happy.
Have you had failures along the way, though? Because that sounds so easy.
I had a lot of failures before I started with MBT. And of course, I had a lot of learning by doing while running this company also. At the beginning, we had no scientific data. So we had to rely on the feedbacks from our customers to learn from them. We had to change materials. So still now we learn by doing. And sometimes we make still failures, but the failures are becoming smaller and the success becomes bigger.
You're no longer the majority shareholder here. Why have you given that up?
I have so many projects and ideas which are very important for our future success. And I'm not a marketing guy. I'm living in a very small country, and there are many big countries in the world like America, and I know that it's important to be successful in America. And I have found a very good partner who knows the American market, who has been successful in the American market, and I think that it's very important to have him as a partner to be worldwide successful.
You mentioned you have lots of projects. Can you give us an idea of how you see the shoe in the future, or is it just a shoe, or is it other things?
We still can improve the feeling, the walking feeling. We are going to produce children MBTs, even for babies. We also have the idea to keep the same feeling while making the sole even a little bit thinner. Also for military boots, we have a big demand for safety boots, for working people. There are so many projects in the field of medicine as rehabilitation boots and so on.
How would you describe yourself?
Some people say that I'm a crazy guy. Maybe I am. If I believe in something, I just go for it.